Be'ezus Hashem, Gemara Nazir, Ches Amid Beis, the top of the Amid. The Gemara is in the middle of a Shach of Atarya. We're trying to figure out if the Gemara wants to suggest that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rebbe. There was a Machlekes, Rebbe, and the Rabbanon. The Machlekes, Rebbe, and the Rabbanon is when a person says, Kesar Roishi, or if he says, Kekupa Malei Chardol, like the Rabbanon, he's a Nazir perpetually for 30 days, again and again and again, every 30 days, he brings karbonis and a teglachas, and again, and since it's saroishi, or melei achardol, it's endless, but it's an endless cycle of perpetual 30-day naziru yois. Rebbe argued, and said, that no, he's just going to be a nazir, one nazir forever, but it was a machlekes rishayim. The Rosh learns that according to Rebbe, he's a nazir forever without any mekel batar. And the Rambam learned that Bidas Rebbe, he's going to be like a Nazir, like a Mekel Batar, a Nazir Oilom. And he's Mekel Batar every 12 months. The Shaila is that Memonavshach, we have an issue here, Lagabi Deshak Batari. The Gemara wanted to say that there's a topic when you can't be Suffolk more Chamer than Vade. Because when a person said Mole Chavis, or Mole Bayis, or Mole Kupa, and we don't know, does he mean Botzek? Does he mean Kishuim Vidluim? Or does he mean Chardo? And the Gemara said that there's a svar that the fact that it's a matzav of suffik is going to be even more chamer than vada. Why? Because if a person lahed, you would vadai say chardol. So then, he can be a nazir forever, shuvah, shuvah, shuvah. But now that we don't know if he means kishuim or chardol, so on one hand, maybe he means kishuim, and then after 50 days, it's finished his naziris. On one hand, he means maybe a naziris like chardol. And it's worse than a regular nazir of chardol, because since he's not sure if he's a nazir, he's not able to bring karbonis because it's chulin bazara, and he's not able to do giluach because he's cutting his pace, and all the various reasons that the suffik is more chamer than the vada. To which the Gemara said, but there's still a vart. Because l'chayra, if you're not sure if he means kishuim or chardol, let him first do a 50-day naziris, assuming that the chavis or the bayis or the kupa holds 50 kishuim. So then, after 50 days, one cycle of 50 days, he'll be megaleach, and then he can already say suffik naziris l'hakal. That was the Gemara's issue. Frek the Rosh, that Memonashek, we have an issue. First of all, according to the Rambam, that you're allowed to be Mekel Batar, Frek the Rosh, then why did the Gemara say that the Suffolk is Chamer Mivadoi? Hari, you could be Mekel Batar. Agam, L'chayri, you don't understand. Mekel Batar doesn't mean that you can mamish do Giluach. It's still only Mekel Batar. And if anything, the Kashas Fakeret, Frek the Keranayra. According to the Rosh, that according to Rebbe, you were Nazir forever, so why is the Suffolk more Chamer than the Vadai? If you meant Vadai Chardel, what's your situation? A Nazir forever without ever being Mekel Batar. And if you're a Suffolk, and therefore you have to be Machmer, and then you can't even bring Karbonis, you're Vayter a Nazir forever without being able to bring Karbonis. So what's the difference? So there's an Einfeld. The difference is in a case where you would become Tomei. In a Vadai Nazir, if he would become Tomei, he would be able to bring Karbonis of Tuma. Masha Enkein, in a Suffolk Chomer Mivadoi, if he became Tomei, he wouldn't be able to bring Makri of the Karbonis Oshem of Tuma. Now there's another issue. What we're speaking about the Machleik is what Rebbe holds. If he holds you a Nazir Le'oilam or a Nazir Oilam, there seems to be in the Rambam itself a stira. The Rambam paskins legabi sar roishi. He says you're a nazir like the Rabbanim again and again and again. But by kupa malei chardol, he says you're a nazir oilam and only mekel batar. You have to work out the gedarim of that. Now another nakuda in pshat. There's a big inyan. Any situation when you were a perpetual, always every 30-day naziris, the Rishonim speak out that you're never going to be able to drink wine. And the shayla is l'chayra on day 30, 31. After you makar the karbonis, before you do your giluach, l'chayra there's an interim space of a few minutes where the second new naziris isn't kicking in yet, and l'chayra you can chaperine some wine then. Elamai, they want to say no, that the karbonis itself, even if you didn't do the giluach yet, already is the gemar of the first one and heralds in the next naziris. But then we have a problem, frek temin cheschinach, then how could you do the giluach? The teglachas mitzvah of a nazir is a stira to the iser giluach of the new naziris that's coming. So Bishlam, if you say no, there's an interim space where he's not yet a new Nazir, but he's still the old Nazir, so then he should be able to drink wine. And if he's not able to drink wine, then he shouldn't be able to do the Giluach either. There's a vort maybe that a Nazir is not also to do Teglachas Mitzvah, he's only also to do Teglachas Tamazi, but if it's a Teglachas Mitzvah of a prior Nazir, he would be able to do it. But that would have had to be Chidushim. Al Kulana, the Gemara says that, as we spoke out, that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rebbe. Because the Gemara wanted to say, there was a machlekes chiski for Rabbi Yochanan. Chiski said that our Mishnah only stems with Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yochanan wanted to say it could even stem with Rabbi Yehuda, of the with the machos in the shnafsi l'sveik of chamer mivadoi. The cheshm was, the Gemara said that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rebbe, to work out that it shouldn't be a problem of chamer sveik mivadoi. To which the Gemara asks, for Rabbi Yehuda misavar like a Rebbe, does Rabbi Yehuda take a hold like the machlekes Rebbe in the machlekes, like Rebbe in the machlekes Rebbe Rabbanon. And again, to remind, what's the machlekes Rebbe in the Rabbanon? By Saroshi or Kupa Malaya Chardel, if the Gefer says Chardel, like the Rabbanon, you're a perpetual nazir again and again and again, each time 30-day cycles. Like Rebbe, you're a nazir forever. With a machlekes Rishonim, if it's with Mekel Batar or without. For the Gemara, we have a quote of Rabbi Yehuda that he holds not like Rabbi. Ditnan, Hareni Nozer Kaminyan Yemais HaChama, and the Mishnah had said that according to the Tanakhama, Kaminyan Yemais HaChama, you do 30-day cycles. And then the Gemara, the Mishnah fears eyes, Am Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa, ho you have a chivin shehish lemeis. And the Gemara speaks out, Ia amrit bishleim and Naziris kamakab alalei hainu taimed the chivin hish lemeis. Eli amrit chad the Naziris kima alalei mi hava hashlom klal. What does the Gemara mean to ask? There's a few different shatam and Rishayim. Taishas brings one shot that Bishlam like the Rabbanon, and if Rabbi Yehuda holds like the Rabbanon, that you're 365 separate 30-day cycles. So then it could be that when he was finally Hishlam 30 years later, but when he was Hishlam all of the cycles. Mashenkin, if Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rebbe, so yes, he's a Nazir for 365 days, but it's not Hishlam, it's just one long Naziris. It's not called Hishlam. Another Pshat Taisa says, no, we won't have a problem calling that Hishlam as well. The Nakud is, though, that it's Mashma that he holds like the Tanakhama. Kivin Shehishlam is Mashma in the same context as the Tanakhama's Pshat. There's another Pshat in the Mefarish, Gora Mechodesh the Pshat, that according to Rebbe, in a case when you say Kivin Yinamai Sechama, you have to do 365 cycles of 365. Now, that person doesn't live 365 years, but more than that, he doesn't mean one long Naziris, it's 365 cycles of 365. The Karen Oyer, the Mishle Melech, Mutcher, where do you see a remez that should be Rebbe's shita bechlal. Why is that bechlal the inyan? There's other pshatim in the Mishle Melech also what the Gemara means to ask. But Akaponim, the Gemara was saying that it's Meduik and Rabbi Yehuda that he doesn't hold like the Rabbanon. But how come on? What do the Rabbanon hold by Kiminyan by Sachama? And if Rabbi Yehuda held like the Rabbanon, that's what he would hold? That you would do 365 30-day cycles. Fret the Mishle Melech, he has a problem. Earlier in the Sugya, on the Zion, the Gemara speaks out some criteria when we say that Kisar Roishi, that you're going to be forever, perpetually, another every 30 days. It's not always like that. There are certain rules and guidelines. Maybe only by Sar Roshe, because it's a Dover, Jeine Kotsov, and also the fact that Saris are Muvdil Zemizeh, every hair is separate, as opposed to time, which is one just retzif of time. Like either of those two Svaris, Frekta Mishlamelech, that doesn't apply by Yemay Sachama. Yemay Sachama is not an endless perpetual cycle, it's only 365 cycles. Also, time is beretzef, it's not like sar, that's counted as separate, days just continue. So the chara that either of those two svaras, it shouldn't be that like the Rabbanon, you should be able that the Rabbanon should you have perpetual takeover of the Naziris. So the Mishle Melech wants to say, that our sugi is going, not like those two tzadim in the Gemara of Zion, but rather like the maskana that b'chol gavni, we say that you're perpetual, or that our Gemara is already based on the Hanukkah that the Gemara is going to say coming up now, that there's a difference when you say Kiminyan. When you say Kiminyan, then it's different. The Gemara continues, V'oid, Misava l'karebi, V'atanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hareni Nazar Minyan Hilkati Kai, it's a Minyan Shibayli Shmita. Moina Naziris Kiminyan Hilkati Kai, it's a Kiminyan Shibayli Shmita. It's a Shailan the Rishonim, are we talking in the Shita? Are we talking about in his field, and this is talking about a Dover Kotsav, or we're talking about in the whole world, and then we're dealing with an endless, not Dover Kotsav. But either way, the Gemara is asking, why should you do cycles? It should be, if Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rebbe, that it's just one long Naziris, not multiple cycles. So the Gemara says, Minyan Shiny. When you use the word Minyan, then Avada, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that you do multiple cycles. Frek the Gemara, but is that what Rebbe himself holds? Umishani, the Rebbe Minyan? Does Rebbe make that chilek that when you use the word Minyan, that it's multiple cycles? Vatanya, Harini Nozer, Kiminyan, Yemay Sechama, Mayan Naziris, Kiminyan, Yemay Sechama, Kime Halavana, Mayan. Ki yimei halavana, Rebbe argues and says, "Achi yomer nazirios alai kiminyan yimei sachama uchiminyan yimei halavana." So you see that Rebbe, if you said the word minyan, that's not the trigger yet. Only when you say beferish, I want nazirios, like he said in the Mishnah. So Rebbe agrees when you stress beferish that you want separate cycles of nazirios. But just using the word kiminyan is not enough. And here you're saying that Rabbi Yehuda just using the word kiminyan is enough. Says the Gemara Nechanami, it's taka machlekes tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda savor lekabasi bechada v'palagalei bechada. Savor lekabasi bechada that nazirios kibul alai. Rabbi Yehuda didn't make a chilek if you use the word kiminyan. Rabbi Yehuda does make the chilek if you use the word kiminyan.